chapter 18. But first, please read Jonah verses 4 through 10, because these are very important and, in my opinion, utterly refute the contention that all non-whites will be exterminated, okay, and are irredeemable, okay? Please.
Jonah 3, 4 through 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, nor let them feed nor drink water.
Okay, now that word beast is translated from the Hebrew word behemoth.
Okay.
Okay, and as all two seed liners have been saying, the beast of the field, the beast of the earth, whether translated from behemoth or che, is a reference when the context demands it, is a reference to hominids, two-legged beasts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're talking about two-legged beasts here, not Adamites, but in addition, neither man, and which I would expect to be translated from number 120. I don't know if you have your concordance handy. I didn't look this one up. But I would expect man here to be translated from Adam, either 119 or 120, okay?
Yeah, I'll look it up here.
But beast is definitely translated from behemoth. Okay, so we're talking about two types of hominids here, okay? And let me just say here, because there's dispute within identity whether we should refer to non-whites as human beings and include Adamites in that category. Well, let me put it this way. Obviously, all Adamites are hominids, and the term human being is a synonym for hominids, but not all hominids are Adamites, okay? The Adam kind is a separate entity unto itself. The Bible says the Bible is all about the Adamites, and that we're supposed to stay separate from all these other hominids. That's what the Bible teaches, and every two-seed liner who has ever existed has taught that, okay?
So, that is Strong's number 120.
Okay. So let neither
verse 3:7, Jonah 3:7.
Okay, so the proper translation of this verse would then be, let neither Adamites nor hominids, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water. So they're to go on a fast. Human, right? Right, troublemaker, you got that right. Human means colored, the colored people. The behemoth people and the Adamites are to go on a fast. This is commanded from the king of Nineveh. Please continue.
Verse 8, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Elohim. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands.
Now, this verse is extremely important because
yes.
We are talking about both Adamites and the humans, the colored people. The non-Adamite hominids, okay? So what's it saying? Let both the Adamites and the non-Adamites be covered with sackcloth. Greg, would you cover
it seems unlikely that he would command their livestock to be covered
right.
with sackcloth.
Are there cows, their dogs, their cats?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, they're not capable of repenting. They have any... Remember going back to the beast in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Eve had a conversation with that guy, okay? This beast was very intelligent. They were talking about Yahweh's laws, and he was trying to tell her that Yahweh's laws can't be broken without any after effect, right?
Right, Troublemaker makes a good point. I mean, the beast could cry out, the beast could repent,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, again, beasts that repent do not get eternal life. They don't become Israelites. It's crazy to even think such a thought. There's no basis for it whatsoever. Even though, in essence, that is what the Judeo-Christian world believes, there's no basis for it in the scriptures anywhere to think that anyone other than a true Israelite can truly repent and turn to Yahweh
right.
and have their eternal life.
Right, right. The promises are totally different, totally different. And I'm not going to unmute the guests because I have a prepared statement. William Fink went to a lot of time and trouble to produce a video without my consent, without my input, and I deserve a chance to rebut without his input, okay? I demand that. Every trial allows an opening statement, and that's what this is, okay? So let's continue. So at the beginning of verse 8, but let every Adamite and every non-Adamite biped be covered with sackcloth. You're not going to cover your animals with sackcloth, and sackcloth is the traditional garment for mourning and repentance in Scripture. Okay, so please continue.
I'm sorry, are we in that same
We're going over.
Okay. All right, verse 9.
I'm sorry. Please continue with verse 8 after the word sackcloth. Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll just read the whole verse. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Elohim.
Okay, now can four-legged beasts cry to God?
Certainly, I don't think so.
No. We're definitely talking about hominids of other races here. No doubt about it. Please continue with this verse.
Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way.
Wow. These beasts can turn from their evil ways. How about that, folks? This is a total refutation of Fink and Emmaheiser's contention that the non-whites can do no good. Total refutation. Please continue.
All right. Let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands.
Okay. Now, the violence was in the hands of both the beasts and the Adamites, right?
And, well, it's safe to say the beasts have violence in their hands.
Yes, right.
And there are times when we do as well.
But here a situation in the country of Nineveh that the Assyrian commander here was more than likely a white man, descended from Asher, who was, I believe, a Shemite, if not either a Shemite or a Japhethite. I forget the genealogy. But typically of all of these ancient nations, the rulers were white men, and the nation declined as they continued to bring non-whites in, okay? Nevertheless, this verse 8 says that these beasts with hands who are able to cry out to the Lord, and if they're able to pray to Yahweh to the extent that they can conceive of any God, okay, let them turn everyone from his evil way, it should be their evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. So this verse 8 absolutely proves that beasts have hands and feet, can cry out to the Lord, and can repent, and can return, give up their evil ways. But they were under the dominion of a white man, a white Assyrian.
And when they die, that seems,
They can't do it unless they're under our dominion. Okay, going back to Isaiah 13, verses 12 through 14, which states the same thing. Genesis 4, 7, which Yahweh says to Cain, if thou do well, thou wilt find thyself approved. Was Yahweh lying, folks? Who's lying? Yahweh or Bill and Clifton? Okay, and please continue now with verse 9.
Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And Elohim saw their works, that they turned away from their evil way. And Elohim repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not.
Okay, because they repented, that includes the beasts and the Adamites, he did not punish Nineveh at that time. This is, to me, a foreshadowing of the judgment day when all races will be judged according to what? Whether they do evil and repent, or whether, or is this going to judge them based on whether they're hybrids or not? Does this verse say anything about judging hybrids over non-hybrids?
No, it does not.
Okay. Now, let's go. Yes,